views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. And Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and in the archives. You can find us at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN. That's the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. And I love to share this information, and I love to give people an opportunity to call in. So we do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in at 1-800-302-819. Today I'm doing the show solo. Well, not solo, but with my dragons. And from the Tales from the Vector, energy correcting cards. And so if you want to call in, the dragons and I have been pretty busy. I was at the Holistic Fair Kelowna here on Sunday, and it's a really interesting event. And I can't remember because I was busy from 11 in the morning till 4 doing sessions after session. And what happens is for a lot of people, when they're clearing energy, they will feel like they want to cry. And so there was a lot of crying going on at our booth. And I just wanted to explain that if anyone's listening and you feel like emotions coming over you, that, we call that when we're shifting energy, sentimental sadness. And sentimental sadness is kind of when you either cry or laugh, and people usually do one or the other when they're shifting energy. And many of the people that were on the show or that came to the fair were expressing what I'm hearing from a lot of people in my emails and in my conversations with clients, et cetera. There's a lot of fear out there right now. I just wanted to, the card that I was given to pick today was basically the card, it's called Harmony. And Harmony is the superstar of the deck. That's the throat chakra. That's about being able to speak up and use your voice. And right now I wanted to do that. I wanted to extend energy out to all the people out there in Mexico, in Mexico City, in all these disasters, these earthquakes and storms. And BLQ today has on the edge of a tropical storm. So this energy, it's almost like every time you go to see on Facebook, there's another disaster that's happened, or there's something going on somewhere in the world. And what I wanted to point out, like with the harmony, when we have all these problems and they seem like they're coming together and there's a lot of overwhelm, what happens is we have a tendency to put it all together and say, oh, the whole world is going to hell. You know, there's all this horrible stuff is happening. We want to break it down So we already have callers, and I will take your calls. I just wanted to do a quick clearing here for the people, the energy around the people in Mexico right now, the people all around. And so I'm just asking everybody to recognize that when there's a problem of big magnitude, such as an earthquake, that we want to recognize that when we hear about it, what happens is we get triggered, and we'll get triggered to past associations that we've had when we were in fear. And also we could get triggered into times when our lives didn't feel that stable and the ground was a little bit shaky that we're standing on. That tends to affect people a lot. And so we want to strengthen this for everybody, that triggers around this, so that everybody can get more neutral and get more calm and recognize that, you know, if we recognize that we don't have to go with the drama and stay in the fear, that we will be able to make stronger choices and fix the issues that are going on for the people that are there. And so I just wanted to extend to the people in Mexico, some heartfelt energy coming from the midline, from anyone listening in that wants to participate, just really putting some energy into the spine. If you think of yourself as a binary computer, binary means that you have one of two choices. That would be like your computer is very fast here, but we want to make sure that the hard drive, which is your central nervous system in your spine, is operating at a strong level for everybody. Because when people go into fear, what happens is the messages from the central nervous system quite often get scrambled, just like the messages do when there's static, you know, in the airwaves. And so we want to strengthen that for everybody. And then all of us go to our heart and just send, you know, think of somebody you love, that feeling that you have when you, when your baby is born, or, you know, your puppy or your kitten or whatever, and get in touch with that energy and just run the energy up and down your spine and send that out to the people. For there to be a little bit more calm is what's coming up. And so harmony is about like making sure that when you use your voice, that you use it to strengthen situations rather than to weaken them. And so we're going to just extend that out to everybody there, and know that, we're all connected on this planet, and that we, our intentions, our ability to connect with people energetically and to connect with people intuitively, that, you know, they can feel that on the other end. And so rather than putting more fear out there, just recognizing that the calmer, you know, when you're in the eye of the storm, it's good for somebody to remain calm here. So when you're posting about the earthquakes or any like the fires that have been around here or the storms that are happening, we want to really be careful how we choose our words and, whether we're offering creative solutions to the problem or if we're just creating more fear. So I wanted to say that we do have callers that are patiently waiting here. And so I'm going to take those calls after the break. I just wanted to do that first and just extend that out to the people. I also wanted to mention that I will be at the Holiday Inn Express in Kelowna on this coming Friday from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, doing a Shift Happens live talk event, and then having my layer one seminar for the weekend, Call to Dance. And I'll talk a little bit about that. But more importantly, we'll get back after the break, and we will take these calls. We'll be right back after this short break.
Oh. Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundations Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we were I'm here going solo today. This is Colette Marie Stephan. Well, not really solo. I've got my dragons from Tales from the Vector with me here, and I have some callers calling in here that would like some shifting, so I'm going to go to the first caller. That's Barb from Edmonton. Barb, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good, how are you, Colette?
Very well, very well. Busy, because I'm getting ready for seminars.
Yes, I'll be there.
Yes, I know. It's so awesome that actually you called in today.
I know.
Would you mind sharing your experience?
The one I emailed you about?
Would you mind sharing your experience of what it's like to shift energy? Because it's perfect for what we were just talking about earlier with the people in Mexico, you know, how we can use this to improve a situation quickly.
Yes, I keep thinking, whenever I do the shifting, I can't believe how it works. I go, really, it works? It just amazes me how instantaneously it does work. And I use it in my home all the time with my kids, my husband. People just, like, even when I do energy work, people are also very amazed how quickly you can move the energy. And I teach fitness classes, and I often send intentions before I teach and strengthen people as well. And they always feel great after they leave classes. And, yeah, I know, I just find it totally amazing.
I love it. I love it.
Coming back.
Do you mind sharing?
Because
I just want to explain to the listeners, Barb has taken a seminar with me, and, you know, and we work together over the phone. And, you know, you sent me an email, Barb, about this experience that you had when you were visiting in Penticton. And really, yeah. When you sent me that email that day, I was like, it made me cry. I was just so, it makes me want to cry again.
It made
now.
Everybody cry.
it's why I do what I do, you know? And so,
yes. Yes.
Do you mind telling what happened for you?
Yes, my family, we were in Penticton, and we were going down the canal, and at the end of the canal, there was a woman sitting there, and she was collecting bottles. So I went up, and I gave her my bottles, and I asked her how she was doing, and she explained how she had fallen, and she had hurt herself as she was going down the stairs, and it was really slippery. So I told her that I did energy work, and I asked her if I could put my hand on her back where she had fallen, and she said, okay. And I'm also certified in Reiki and cranial sacral therapy as well, so I combine all the different modalities together. So when I put my hand on her back, she looked at me, and the first thing she said is, are you an angel? Because I can't believe how good I feel. She says, I just feel like I could sleep, and my pain is gone. And so we were talking for a bit, and then she was telling me, or I noticed on her legs that she had these scars up and down her leg, and I asked her what had happened to her, and she had said that she had surgery done. She had 7 bypasses done on her heart 2 years prior, and she was explaining to me about all the pain she had gone in when she was in the hospital, staying in the hospital for 3 months, being away from her family, and she started crying, and she says, I had my rib cage wired shut, and it was the most horrific thing, and she kept going on, and I said, well, you don't have to live in that pain all that time. You don't have to keep remembering all the fear and the sadness that comes along with it. So I told her what I had learned in your class, Colette, and I said, I'm going to connect my heart to yours, and I'm going to delete all this pain and suffering from you. So I did that, and she opened her eyes, and she started crying, and she started kissing me, and she said, I can't believe how good I feel. She says, I feel like you took me from the ground and lifted me right up. She was just so grateful. And I mean, everyone's heart just opened up. I was amazed at how quickly she responded. And she goes, I just feel so good. I'm just like, really? And I was just so grateful that. I go, really? It really works out?
I'm laughing, Barb, because I know. I still am so surprised too sometimes. Like, hey, this really, like, it's just amazing sometimes.
It really works.
The shifts, how profound they are, you know? And I just want to thank you for that, because, and for sharing that with all of us, because this is why I do what I do. Some days I'm like, you know, like right now I'm really busy getting ready for the seminars, and there's all the business stuff, and there's this to do, and there's that to do. And oh yeah. And I have a teleshifting, float your boat teleshifting call also, tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm in that
just
too.
So if people want to, participate in that, you can participate in that. And I clear energy with the group, and we boost that potential for everybody. I do that on a monthly basis. You can find that on thetruthisfunny.com. But the reason I've been doing this for 11 years, I've been sharing this information in all sorts of ways. And my passion is to share it with people so that they can also understand how to do it and also put it into practice immediately. And so I just, like, it makes me want to keep doing it. Thank you, Barb.
Yes. And well, the other thing I did with her is I kept
story.
Well, I kept visiting her, and I kept bringing her more bottles and food, and my daughter kept saying, "Why do you keep going there? You keep making her cry." But I said, "It's all sentimental sadness as well, right?" Because you're so mean.
That's why at the holistic fair that we, you know, a lot of people were just weeping, but the energy now is intense. And, you know, it seems like what people say is like, there's just not enough hours in the day. I can't get everything done. I'm overwhelmed. I don't have enough money, no matter how hard I work. And these are the things that people are saying. And that what we want to recognize is that when there's a bunch of drama and trauma and chaos around us, what this energy work allows us to do is go to our center and ask, you know, what is the most applicable answer at this exact moment? And we can access that answer through our intuition and through our insight. And when we access that answer, we can energetically run the energy for the other person and remove the block, and then they do the healing. And so, you know, how beautiful that, you know, you had this, you know, this experience. Once you've experienced shifting someone in that way, once you've experienced that in that way, then it's kind of like you're in your power. And you start to recognize the benefit that it has, not only for you and your family and your friends, but also for, you know, total strangers just like this one. And so I wanted to say thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you for the upcoming seminar. And, you know, is there anything that I can shift for you today?
Actually, it's for my son's girlfriend. She has a visitor comes to see her at night, and he wakes her up around 1:30, 2:30 most nights. And he whispers in her ear, and she feels this heavy energy on top of her, and she can't move, and she gets sleep paralysis. So on a scale of 1 to 10, she's a 9.
Okay. I've had that experience.
Okay, not surprised.
This is what's coming up is that she is a lot of people at night before they go to sleep. Their subconscious and unconscious mind keeps working while you're sleeping, but your conscious mind is the one that's asleep. So it's really what she's doing. What I got right away is some people, when they go to sleep at night, they have a tendency, once they're asleep, to actually, it's like their soul, their essence leaves their body. And they'll sometimes go astral traveling, and if they're lucky, they'll have lucid dreams where they actually remember where they were. And what's coming up is that it's very common for people to do this, actually. But what's coming up with her is that she's waking up before she's all the way back in her body.
Oh.
And so we're going to strengthen her to put more tension into her body before she goes to sleep. If because people are so busy relaxing themselves before they go to sleep, people have a tendency to relax themselves. And because they're relaxing themselves, the body, the physical body gets relaxed, but the mind and the emotions and everything are still running. And so this is why I tell people before you go to sleep, be careful what you watch. Be like, you know, some people fall asleep with the TV on and the news is on, and it's like, you know, no news is good news. So, you don't want to be listening to upsetting things before you go to sleep. It's good to get in touch with yourself and ask, go over your day and find wonderful things that happened. Even if it was just that cup of coffee that tasted great in the morning, it's important to acknowledge your day and find what's good about it or what's strong about it before you go to sleep. And then you tend not to have these situations as much. We have to go for a quick break here, but if you hang on, Barb, when we come back, I'm going to check in with you and see when you get in touch with this, how you feel. And this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this short break. Call 1-800-930-2819. Shift your life story into better.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we have Barb, who just called into the show, and we were talking about her, son's girlfriend and this feeling of sleep paralysis, like where you wake up and your body feels very frozen and you can't move. At the same time, you may be feeling a heaviness or whatever. I have experienced that in the past, but now that I started doing energy work, I've never had that happen again. Correcting it, what I was saying is that it's important that the subconscious, unconscious, and conscious mind are all congruent with each other. And then we don't tend to have these situations. Barb, I just wanted to check in with you because you said it was bugging her about a 9. How does it feel to you now?
She said a 7. I think the one thing that this...
A 7?
Whatever entity that she feels is it whispers in her ear all the time. And he tells her that her door is open, he can come visit her, and not to tell people about him because he gets upset when she tells people about him. But she, I asked her what she does before bed.
Oh, okay. Well, he's really not going to like this. It's he's really not going to like this because now he's on the radio.
So,
talk about broadcasting. The card that I'm getting in touch with for this is surrender. And that is, if you go to Tales from the Vector, you can see these cards there. Surrender is the psychic cleanse. And so what we want to do is, you know, when people hear the word psychic, they often think of a gypsy with a crystal, but we all have these abilities to tune into. When you consider, most people consider themselves to be a human being with a soul. And actually, mm-hmm. We are a soul that is traveling in a human body. And we are capable because, you know, people will quite often say, well, I'll see, you know, when I see it, I'll believe it. And the mm-hmm. problem with that is we only see 4% of the electromagnetic spectrum of light. And so we cannot, we are accessing 96% of what's happening around us. Most people are unaware of. So first and foremost, we want to strengthen her. Number one, to her authentic self triad. And that would be the innocence card in the deck of cards. That's number four. And innocence is like it's about, you know, the body, the soul, and the spirit being strong, being even. And so we're just strength. I'm doing these energetic shifts for everybody here. So, you know, that we get into a place where we have strong boundaries from the energies that are coming towards us, all of these external forces. And we also have strong boundaries from the internal forces. And so that's the when we're laying in bed and we're saying, what if this happens? What if that happened? What if I lost my job? What if, what if, what if? And most people will find that when you get in touch with the what ifs, it's never the what ifs that you thought were going to happen. It's the what the ifs, the external forces. They come in and they really, really can, you know, trigger us. And so as long as we keep really strong boundaries with our body and our soul and our spirit, and we can do that by recognizing that we can go inward and strengthen that on our, as I said, on our central nervous system and feel our heart. Now, for a lot of people right now, because there's more information on the, we have such easy access to information. And so this is what's coming up with her. I'm getting she's inundated with information right now. And it's actually coming up that, what age is she?
She's 21. She's in nursing school right now.
Yeah.
And she likes to watch surgery shows.
How is she feeling right now? See, at the age of 21, it's coming up. At the age of 21, it's really, really interesting. If I have a seminar and I had like 50 women there and I asked them, how many of you got married or had a baby or broke up with your boyfriend, like important life, relationship changing things. You know, half the class will put their hand up. They did that at 21. And then a bunch of women mm-hmm. wait until they're 28. And it's a spiritual cycle of seven. And I've just noticed this, that it's very, very common. So when people turn 21, you're considered an adult all around the world. You can get into any bar in the world at 21. So that's how you know you're an adult. And, you know, because like, you know, in many countries, you can go to war at the age of 16, but you're not allowed to drink your sorrows away after you go because you're not old enough. So this is what's coming, is that an adult now, and she has to handle all these problems, can adults, and it's just disrupting her. So her ability to not allow external forces in on to bother her. And so we're just going to strengthen this for her that what's coming up is the lack of control. And so the lack of control that she's feeling regarding this, we just want to strengthen her to recognize that when she just pictures herself as a real strong body, soul, spirit, really strong, very strong triad there, that she will be able to deal with these other energies just the, like Teflon. So we're just going to put like, she can think of it like, you know, they try to get in. And I sometimes I tell people, just put a sign on your forehead, closed for business, because I'm getting that this, you know, quite often we're contacted by, you know, loved ones or whatever from the other side, or people, you know, that aren't necessarily loved ones from the other side, because we can actually hear them. And so her sensitivity is a very good thing, but we just want to make sure that her sensitivity now is used in a more beneficial way for her, and put a close sign on her forehead. Nobody allowed to enter. This is my room. This is my space. I claim it. And so how is she feeling now?
She's slowly going down. She's in school right now, so it's hard. I sense that she's really dropping.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
And I, so I taught her some of the...
So she, the anxiety about it. And so we're just going to strengthen all of that for her. And and she can, you know, if she wants to, she can contact me at info@thetruthisfunny.com. And, you know, just let me know how it's going with that. Or we'll talk about it on the seminar. when people come to my seminars... what we do is we focus on the people that are there, and I show people how I do it. And like I said with you, you know, like you have your own special way of taking, using this information and using it in your own unique way to create energy shifts for yourself and for others. And so I want to thank you, Barb, for calling in. We have another caller that's been patiently waiting here. And so
okay,
I'm going to take the next caller, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you this weekend.
Yep, see you Friday. Thanks, Colette.
All right. So we have another caller who called in. This is Joanna from England. Joanna, are you there?
Hello, Colette. Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you, Joanna?
Hi. I'm fine. And you?
Hi. Good, good. Busy, as I said. But happy busy.
Lucky you. Yes, I would like to do the same. Yes. Yes, I'm...
So what...
Yeah.
What can I do for you today?
I'm calling because I feel, you know, I've transformed a lot, you know, throughout the, you know, last years, and with your help a lot, mostly, actually. And I'm in a moment in my life, you know, I realize, I just digged out probably, that there's still so much fear inside of me. And, you know, I would like to be, you know, financially independent, and I would like to, you know, not to be in abusive relationships. But there's still this thing like that, if I get this, you know, that things will be taken away from me. That's how it was in the past. You know, I get something and then somebody's going to come and claim it.
Oh, okay.
So this fear and this,
okay, so
mixture like wanting to change, like, but I'm kind of like, you know, angry that I want it now. You know, I want to change now.
I love it. Okay, so just get in touch with how you're feeling right now. And did you notice, because I just want to point this out to you, that you went from fear to anger?
Yes. I feel it in my belly, actually.
And so that's a step in the right direction for you. And so we're just going to strengthen that for you. I just want to get in a number from you, 0 to 10, 10 being the worst. Where are you right now when you think about it now?
I felt like it was 7 a moment ago. Now it feels like 6.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to explain to you why. When I said to you, you know, really, when I can ask the question, what is the emotion that she's really, because like when you said fear, the fear actually is how you used to feel. Now you're stepping more into the anger. And so the thing about anger is it's a gift that keeps on giving and giving. But a lot of people will motivate themselves with anger to get through things. But anger is actually not the best way. We have to take a quick break here, and I'm going to get you to hold on. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny at Transformation Talk Radio. You can reach me at www.thetruthisfunny.com and also the Tails, T-A-I-L-S from the Vector, if you want to see some of these energy correcting cards. We'll be right back after this short break, and we'll find out how Joanne is feeling then.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Colette Marie Stephan to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we have Joanna from, originally Poland and now England. And she's been talking about her frustration and wanting to let go of all this fear. And so, Joanna, can I just check in with you? How are you feeling right now?
Good. Yes, a question came to me, how to change, right? Because I remember you, because there's some delay in when we speak. What I wanted to say is that, you know, I remember you saying that in not to do things out of anger, and like example, like you're angry and you go cleaning and then you spread this anger around. And then what should I kind of feel, or where to, you know, what feeling should I have? I don't know how to explain that, to, you know, to change it, like what to swap anger with.
Okay. All right. good question. What's coming up is you don't ever want to suppress anger. Anger, you know, there's justified anger, righteous anger. There's reasons sometimes why people, you know, anger has its use. It's when we use anger as a motivating force. Generally, that does come from fear. And when you put fear and anger together, it usually causes a lot of frustration for people. And the thing about anger, it's kind of like people who smoke, like chain smoke, and they think that the smoking is relaxing them, but everybody around them can see that, you know, it's not relaxing them as they're shaking and smoking their, you know, 10th cigarette in 1 hour. It's kind of like, yeah, that's not relaxing you. And so what we want to do is we want to acknowledge that, yes, I'm angry, and I'm angry because of this. So it was sort of, you know, that first card that I talked about that I pulled, Harmony, that's about purposeful communication. Yes. And because around the world right now, you know, you may have noticed in the media, et cetera, that it's not always purposeful communication. Sometimes it is more, you know, causes more drama and chaos, what people are saying, what we hear, et cetera. So we're going to strengthen everybody and you, you know, and this is beautiful that that we're working with this today. Just getting you into a place where it's okay to be angry. Like I'm getting that you get angry at yourself for getting angry. And so the anger is actually coming from inside of you, not from outside of you. And when I test it energetically, I can ask the question, is she angry about herself? Is she angry about something else? And you see, when I say something else, your energy goes weak. So it's kind of like we're going to strengthen that. But what comes up is that when things happen outside of you, your body, soul, spirit triad goes a little bit weak, and you, in that moment, it's kind of like Barb's son's girlfriend that just we spoke about earlier. It's kind of like leaving a door open, and so you just close the door. You just decide, you know, that, you know, this is not, you know, I'm gonna feel the anger. I'm gonna ask myself, what is that about? And then I'm going to allow myself just to press sort of delete and go to my heart and ask, what is it that I really want here? And as soon as we ask that question of ourselves and we go to our heart, we can stop. And what I tell people to do, especially if they're angry with someone else, put your tongue on the roof of your mouth. It connects you with your governing channel. That connects you with flow. That's in the dragon cards. That would be the generator. And so, as soon as you put your tongue on the roof of your mouth, you connect yourself to source energy, and it calms. It just immediately calms people down. So I tell people, especially if you're having a conversation and the conversation's getting heated, put your tongue on the roof of your mouth. Ground yourself like that. And then, you know, you can just keep asking yourself one question after another. What is this really about? What is this really about? And many times what we'll find is that we're angry with ourselves for allowing ourselves to be thrown off base. And that's what's coming up with you. So we just strengthen that, you know, you would more automatically calm yourself and then ask the question again. And so when we get neutral to the question and it doesn't feel so charged, then we're more likely to be able to feel what the solution is. And this can happen in any area of life. You can strengthen relationships. You can strengthen your physical environment. What I do, what I was talking about is when you clean your house. And the whole time you're down, house clean, nobody else, da 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 da. And a lot of people drive themselves that way. And yes, then the house is clean, but everybody in the family is feeling like, crap. Like nobody feels good. The energy in the house, you can tell when you walk into a room and someone's had an argument or a fight. That's not the kind of energy that you want to clean your house with or cook food with. You don't want to be angry while you're making food for your family. And so we just strengthen you to all, the first step you've already done, just recognizing that this is, identifying, okay, what is the true emotion I'm feeling? And then breaking it down further from that. I just wanted to check in with you again now. Where are you at, number wise?
It feels like one. in the corner.
Yeah, that's cool. And I just want to explain this also. Because the energy shifts are so quick, a lot of times people will struggle with that and say, how can that be possible that I was this upset and now, a couple minutes later, I feel like neutral to it. And the reason for that is because there is really no time here. And what we're doing is we're just kind of taking both ends, the worst case scenario and the best case scenario. And we're getting comfortable to both ends. And then we can be comfortable to outcomes in between. And so that's what I was shifting energetically for you. And, I want to thank you for calling in and showing us,
Thank you so much. Now that
Joanne is feeling more calm and she doesn't have this charge around her, what she can do is go inward now and feel with her heart, okay, what is it I really want here? And give herself permission to focus on that rather than on what she doesn't want. And this brings up, because we're going to be running out of time here right away, but one of the last cards in the deck is, or the second last, is the scotoma. And it's a picture of driving in the car. And what I say to people, there's a reason why the windshield is bigger than the rear view mirror. You use the rear view mirror when you need to back up. But when you're driving, you focus on your destination. And so we want to strengthen that for you, that this place of calm and this place of ability to shift very quickly the situations around you, that you sit in that energy today and you start to notice more and more often, oh, hey, I just went weak to something. When I say that someone goes weak, I don't mean they're a weak person or anything like that. There's no judgment in it. I'm just saying that energetically, you can just feel it. And I teach people how to do this all the time. The greatest gift I ever learned was how to identify when I was energetically weak or energetically strong, because that allows me to notice my own energy and take responsibility for my energy and to manage my energy in a way that I'm not, as I said at the beginning of the show, adding to the chaos, but I'm actually part of the solution of having some calm. Does that make sense to you, Joanna?
Yes, everything. I know what you're saying. Yes, because I've been listening to this for such a long time. Mm-hmm. It's something, yes. Sometimes I do the dishes and, I feel like, oh, I'm getting a bit floppy. And then I think of my spine and I'm, and then I'm trying to correct myself. I don't know how to get deeper and get the exact answers. But then oftentimes I feel much better and the energy is coming back.
Well, I want to thank you so much for calling in, and you know, thank you to all the listeners. I just wanted to say again,
thank you.
That I will be, you'll be able to see me at the Holiday Inn Express. That's in Kelowna here, from 7 to 9. I'm having a Shift Happens event. What I do is I talk about this, show people how to do it, and energetically shift people in the audience that want to come up and have that. So thank you to everybody listening, and we'll be back next week on Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.